Our next speaker this morning, our next speaker this morning is Mr. DeLuna, General Manager with Macari Mine. He's a mining engineer from Nueva Rosita School of Mines in Mexico. He has broad experience in underground coal mine, where he's held positions in almost every operational aspect of coal mining, from production supervisor to general manager. In the last 10 years of his 35 years of experience, he has focused on development of mining projects similar to the Macari 7 mine, where he's actively engaged in managing all phases of the project from planning, construction, through production. He's going to talk about Minera del Norte's experience with longwall ventilation, which is a bleederless design. How about a warm welcome for our friends from Macari?
Okay. Good morning, gentlemen. Macari appreciates the invitation by longwall user to provide you an overview of our operation in our newest underground mine, 7 of Minera del Norte, Mexico. We are located in Coahuila, which contains the main coal basin. Coahuila is at the border with USA, 150 miles from San Antonio. The Sabinas Basin is metallurgical coal, and Rio Escondido is thermal coal. Minera del Norte has two mining units, Mimosa, operating in the Sabinas Basin, with three underground mines, two open pits, and two washing plants. Mimosa produces 7 million tons per year. Macari is established in Rio Escondido. We operate two underground mines, two open pits, and two wash plants. We produce per year 7 million tons. Coahuila is the main coal basin in Mexico and produce 82% of the coal in Mexico. The Macari location is here, this is the Rio Grande, Eagle Pass, Texas, and the main towns is Piedras Negras, Nava. Macari was established in 1977, and we operate two underground mines, Mine 6, Mine 7, two open pit, one here, one just at the border with the river, and two wash plants to deliver the coal to the neighboring power plant here. As I told you, Macari production is 7 million tons. The coal is sold to the Comisión Federal de Electricidad, Mexican government entity. Comisión Federal de Electricidad have two power plants. One 1,200 megawatts, a second plant 1,400 megawatts. That produce 10% of the Mexico electricity. This is the geological setting of Mine 7. It comprises of around one area of 1,600 acres. The coal strike north-south, dipping to the east 2 degrees. We have major faulting in the direction northeast-southwest. The faults are up to 15 meters through. The lithology, typical lithology, is the coal seam is 180 to 340 meters deep. The roof is composed by very weak roof, mostone, silt, and shale, having a strength of 7 to 15 megapascal. The floor is strong sandstone, about 40 to 60 megapascal. The coal range in 1.7 to 3 meters thickness, have a strength of 5 to 16 megapascal. It contains some pertin. It's a bituminous rank. It's a high ash content. This is the layout of mine 7. We have two inclines. One is for material with hoist and rope and hoist. And the other is for the main belt conveyor and the chair lift for personal transportation. The slope have a gradient of 16 degrees. They are 900 meters long. At the pit bottom, we have the shaft, 5 meter diameter, 220 meters length. We have the main fan here, a spindle fan with capacity 350 cubic meter per second. The mains, we have four mains, running northeast, southwest, southwest direction, northwest, southeast direction. The slopes, the entries are four. The first one is the belt. The second one is for material transportation and for travel way for the personnel, and two returns. The entries are in horseshoe shape. The dimensions are 5 meter wide, 3.5 meter high. We use two entry long wall gate rods. We are planning to mine 24 long wall panel to produce about 29 million ton in 8 years of life of mine. The gate road development, as I told you, is two entry. We are using 8 to 9 Alpine mine or IBS. The shape of the entries are horseshoe shape, having dimension of 4 meter wide, 3 meter high. We're installing steel arches, 1 meter spacing, with mesh. Typical pillar dimensions are 150 meters long, 40 meters wide. For face ventilation, we are using two auxiliary fans, 75 or 150 horsepower. We use typically exhausting ventilation, but when the gas concentration are nearly 1%. We change to blowing. The rod header could and deliver the charge to a chain conveyor. We deliver the coal to a belt in the cross cut and discharge to the gate belt here. A typical cycle is 40 minutes, 20 minutes quoting, 20 minutes for roof support. We are planning to advance per year 20,000 meters with advance rate of 190 meters per month per unit. The long wall panel characteristics are these. The panel dimension 200 to 250 meters wide, 600 meters to 2,000 meters long. We are using Joy Cheater 7LS1A. The AFC is American Long Wall or Rifama, 900 millimeters. 1,200 ton per hour capacity. Roof support, we're using Fasos shields, 1.5 meters wide, 500 ton capacity. Hydraulic pump RMI, The voltage at the face is 4,000 volts. We retreat average 7 meters per day. One pass, good about 2.5 feet, it takes about 40 minutes. The long one ventilation system. We have here the main ventilation system. The intakes are the slopes and the mains. We are running actually 2 long walls, this one and this one. The intake are the head gate and the return for the tailgate. Because we have the coal is prone to spontaneous combustion, you utilize a bleederless ventilation system in combination with the U ventilation system has proved to be very effective because as I told you, the characteristic of the coal in the GOP. We are providing 20 to 25 cubic meters per second to the face, each face. The cross cut are open until the face reaches the position of the cross cut. Concrete seal are installed. Once a month, all the gas gob are monitored for gases, methane, carbon monoxide, oxygen, and hydrogen. And twice a year, we take a gas sample from the gob to be analyzed by chromatograph for combustion gases. This is a new measure we are applying since we have a fire in one gob in mine 6, in which the one abandoned longwall gob was turned by one main intake and one main return. A differential pressure allowed the oxygen to go into the gob, and the fire appeared. That was at the end of the 2011. In 2012, at the beginning of the past year, we were assisted by American specialists, to control the fire. They recommended us to inert the gob by applying nitrogen. And after this bond, we rented the equipment. We bought equipment to keep the inertization. And we are going to keep that atmosphere until the end of the mine the next year. Longwall gas control. We are drilling gob gas well, 90 meter spacing, 30 meter off the tailgate. We are using gob gas pumps capacity 450 liters per second. The wells are drilled at 9 inches diameter, and steel casing 6 inches diameter with slotted steel pipe casing. The pumps work on from above 40% of methane, and usually the methane concentration is 90%. When the gas concentration are high, we are coupling a pump to another pump to aument the capacity. We have an automatic monitoring system. We have a screen where all the data is displayed from the network. Installing sensor in the main entries, at the faces, at the long wall, at the belt. We are monitoring methane, carbon monoxide, and carbon monoxide or smoke for the belts. The system is programmed to shut down electrical power when the concentration goes above the configured values. The values of the gas concentration at the phases, our regulation allow only 1% at the phases, 1.5% at the return. That's the maximum allowable for working. Now we go to the production, historical production. From the year 2000, where the long-haul equipment capacity of 1,200 tons per hour were acquired. Before 2000, we were using in the long-haul equipment below up to 800 tons per hour. Before 2000, we never reached 2 million tons. With the new equipment, we achieved in 2004 2 million tons and while maintaining to the 2007 in the same mine. In 2007, we start the new mine 6. Mine 5 was working with a single long wall, and mine 6 was using a single long wall, but one second long wall was overlapped for 6 months. And we achieved 3 million tons in 2008. And 3.5 million tons in 2011. Based in this production, we are budgeting 4 million tons for the new Mine 7. The 4 million ton annual production strategy is based in increase the capacity of coal conveyance. The main belt conveyor has a capacity of 4,000 tons per hour. The main belt conveyor are also 3,000 tons per hour. We are also basing that production in the purchase of new equipment and the rebuild of the existing equipment. Also, the personnel have improved his skills. We are available 4 sets of long wall equipment to maintain 2 operating long wall. We are going to mine about 4 panels per year. We have production constraint, of course. During development of the gate entries that were in these three long wall panels, we found unexpected geological faults up to 5 to 15 meters through with changing orientation. This fault caused to that we didn't reach the end of the projected length of the panel, narrowing the width of the panel, and also splitting the panel like we see here that new setup room were driving to manage the fault. The faults also are causing weak and stressed fault zone at the gate road and also in the long wall. When we mined it, when we were developing this panel, we hit this fault here. This fault all along here, more than 10 meters through. This fault here, this fault here, and one here. So we start the long wall past year. We mine it until here. We pull out the equipment and install it here. This is running pretty well. But here, this fault, which direction was considered to be here, changing direction like here. So that was favorable for us because only a small portion of the face was in rock. But we were planning to stop the long wall here because considering the long. Now, we are mining by here, and we found a new fault here. This new fault is causing excessive wear of the equipment that we are planning to stop the long wall and pull out the equipment. Because of the stressed zone in the gate rod, we are applying polyurethane injection to stabilize the T-junct, the corner. This is the face, the gate rod. We are applying here borehole to apply polyurethane to stabilize the roof. And the system has been proved effective. We can see here how the condition of the tailgate, the big deformation that we have to install secondary support with this pole at the center. Here we are showing how we're negotiating the fault in the actual long wall panel. This is the profile, this is the head gate, the tail gate. The fault here has about 5 to 6 meters through. We are cutting 30, 40 meters in rock. So, are the main constraints. So, this is the action plan to manage mining constraints. The first one is a timely fault detection for mine planning. We are going to reduce the exploration grid in the area suspected to be the adverse when we found geological disturbance. We are a project to use seismic detection method. The project of the seismic started 1 year ago. And now, because we requested to speed up the result of the surveying, they are now going good result, acceptable result. Here, for example, they surveyed a 2 kilometer seismic line. They survey and analyze in 10 days. They have found 3 faults here. This is the result of the analysis coming to the south to, to north. That is the mining horizon, and they are detecting the faults here. The faults are being verified by borehole. This fault here by borehole detected 5 meters through. Seismic said that the fault was 9 meters. So all the other faults were 9 meters through. Now they are projecting a more complex surveying of the area. A new project is being analyzed for 3-dimensional to detect faults less than 5 meters through. Other action for the constraints is decrease the longwall move duration time. In the previous move, we detect many areas to improve the activities. So we are going to apply and analyze and reduce the move time. Because of the excessive wear of the equipment, as is now because of the fault, we need to acquire spare component in advance and rebuild equipment in-house. For this action, the people are doing a complete evaluation of the equipment and detect the most common parts to be need to be replaced or rebuilt. We have a skilled personnel that are able to make very good rebuild. So we are taking advantage of that skills. We also need to increase the gyro development rate because the window ahead of the roadway development to keep pace with the advance of the longwall is critical. And because we are wasting development to make unplanned development to avoid the longwall crossing the fault. We are looking to increase productivity by the means of changing the system of transport, the coal haulage transportation in the gate road. We are using chain conveyor. We are planning to use children car. Also, we are going to increase the number of road header. And in order to lower the roof support cost, we are looking for applying roof bolting instead of steel arches. We are running tests in which have proven be effective the roof bolting in horcho shape. And now we are looking for equipment that allows the installation of a bolt, simultaneous cut and bolt in horcho shape. We know that are not equipment available, but some manufacturers are working on it. So this is the main the constraint. These are the action to be taken to achieve the plan to achieve 4 million tons. In conclusion, because we were considering the historical annual production of mine 6 of 3.8 million tons, and also we were considering the upgrading of the equipment for mine 7, so we take the goal to achieve 4 million tons. But given the adverse condition encountered in mine 7 because of the geological fault, to achieve 4 million tons is a challenge now. However, Mikari believes that with strategies mentioned here, in conjunction with personal involvement, the management, staff, and junior workers, all together will allow to meet the challenge and achieve the targeted goal of 4 million tons. Thanks very much.
I botched that introduction. This is Senor De Luna here, and this is Rafael Mendoza. He's a mining engineer at the operation. So does anybody have any questions for these gentlemen? I have one question. When you encountered those faults during development, correct? But you decided to go ahead and try to mine through those with the longwall, even though you encountered them on development.
Yes, as I mentioned it, because of the we found the fault, but we also tried to mitigate the adverse effect of the fault in the longwall. That's why we make changes in the development. For that reason, but we consider we are able to manage a fault 5 meters through. But and also we were we found favorable also the direction of the fault in respect to the advance of the longwall because it's not affecting along part of the longwall, but. A fall more than 5 meters through, we skip it.
Any other questions?
This is Anya. I'm curious why you chose arch development profiles rather than roof bolting, simple roof bolting, and why you chose dual entries. Now, if you arch it, you might have the ventilation cross section to run the long wall with a single entry rather than with dual entries.
So, if I can repeat the question,
yes.
why did you set arches on development, and why did you opt for two entry development? Correct.
Yeah. Okay. The two entry system is because we are how I can say two entry is development is critical for the man, so. Is the development of two entry is less reduce the amount of development required to prepare the long wall panel. That is, we are going to the minimum. Is that your question? The horseshoe shape. We are using horseshoe shape because The wheel roof. So the wheel roof is that the main reason. We were using roof bolting in 2000, 2005, but in rectangular shape, but was not effective, really. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. How about a round of applause for our friends from Mexico? Thank you.